The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
You know, I knew that our reporters were going out to California yesterday, but I've gotten so busy that I saw these articles. I didn't realize it was exclusive InfoWars videos that are up on DrudgeReport.com and everywhere else. I thought we were just writing about stuff. I thought our crew was getting to the rallies today. They flew in, I guess, yesterday, got there, and are the ones that got all the exclusive footage. So I was like, hey, that's Rob Dew's voice when we're playing the video. Because I hadn't really paid attention when I was watching the videos this morning that it was Rob Dew and Joe Biggs and people. So, Trump Nazi sign holder gets owned. Bernie supporters dance and destroy at Trump rally. They're uploading all this right now. Latino for Trump reveals horrors of socialism. Trump supporters, protesters face off. Trump supporters unload on mob mentality. House of Cards begins to fail. Anti-Trump riot quelled. Riot cops march on Bernie supporters. These are all great headlines, but the headline is anti-Trump thugs attack peaceful families. I mean, that's what happened. Trump supporter bloodied by Trump thugs. Anti-Trump zealots pushed back. Well, it's anti-Trump attackers successfully repulsed. Anti-free speech horde defeated. And you see, when the police in different cities have attacked peaceful crowds, I'm totally against it. And I say, indict them, arrest them, whatever. But when there's peaceful crowds and they're attacked, and then the police go and defend the right of free speech, that's a good thing. Against people waving foreign flags and, I mean, literally hopping around, people that act just like Trigly Puff. I mean, I was looking at Trigly Puff last night, who I do want to reach out to and have her come here. I said, look at you. You're like a baby throwing a fit about people's free speech and just screaming everybody's racist. So, you know, it's like some title you have. This is culture war, folks. This is total divide and conquer. I see right through it. And they're funding all the white supremacist groups on the other side. Pro-Trump Hispanics to tell racist hate from protesters. I mean, there's just a bunch of powerful videos. The crew's done an amazing job. Trump supporters, brave mob of illegal aliens. I just add that to the headline there. Whoever's listening to the crew, just please. Trump supporters, defend free speech, brave mob of illegals. Left, and waving Mexican flags, folks. I mean, they don't want to be here, I know that. Like a foreign invasion force, whatever. Imagine if I was in Mexico running around waving an American flag, trying to stop some political demonstration. Imagine if some presidential candidate saying, just giving a speech in Mexico City, and I showed up with like 50 Americans, white, black, Hispanics, were trying to beat people up, you'd get killed. You would get killed. And you probably should be. I mean, you know, it's just crazy how this country is like, and I know, Mexico belonged to, I mean, California belonged to Mexico. And it belonged to the Russians, too. I mean, Texas had 8 flags over it, not just 6 or 7. It was a war zone. People go, it belonged to the poor Native Americans. Do you know what Native Americans lived in Texas? And I'm not bashing them. I'm related to some of them. But the Karankawas on the coast that were headhunters and killed anybody they got a hold of that were feared all over the place, and then the Comanches. There weren't a lot of Apaches in Texas. There were some out west. But anywhere that had good land, good forest, good, the Comanches ran the show. All the way up through Oklahoma, all the way up into the Dakotas. The most vicious, undoubted most powerful and warlike of any Native tribe, the Comanches. That's who ran Texas, the Comanches and the Karankawa. That's who ran it. That's people that would roast you over a fire and eat you. The Comanches would cut your eyelids off and bury you in an ant bed for enjoyment while they took hallucinogens. And that's why I'm so crazy. A little bit of Comanche, not much. mainly just good old sweetie pie, you know, folks out of Oklahoma. But I tell you, it is just so, the image they put out of Native Americans is pure and total bull.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Bernie Sanders wants to audit the private Federal Reserve. Bernie Sanders thinks it's wrong that big elites are basically tax exempt. I agree with him. I don't think socialism is the way to go because the elites always get control of that pie. But the so-called system we have is not capitalism. It is crony capitalism to the 10th power. It is a criminal operation. And it's seeking to turn the entire West and the rest of the world into giant compartmentalized warring factions that they control. Now, Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, has been demonized so much by the left and the right, and they literally put a congressman in to take her place who thinks that islands float. Remember that? That guy? That's who they replaced her with. He thought that Guam would capsize because she would get up there and talk about the child kidnapping rings that were in the Chicago Tribune with DynCorp and men, women, and children being disappeared and vaccine deaths in the troops. That's why they went after her. And that's why they claimed that she would get in fights with the Capitol cops when they were ordered to harass her because of what she actually stood for, because she had courage. And that's why they're scared of Bernie Sanders. That's why they're scared of Donald Trump. It's why they're scared of her. They're scared of anybody they don't control. That's why you have the communist Chinese that Mao Zedong, according to the Chinese communists, killed 84 million people. CIA says 60-something, but they're the ones that put him in. You've got them saying we can't have Donald Trump. I got big problems with Donald Trump, with his spying and torture and all the rest of it. But the point is, they don't like him because he doesn't want war with Russia. He doesn't want unfair trade deals. They're coming after him. And that's really the biggest seal of approval you can find, the red badge of courage, is if the establishment across the political spectrum hates you. The mainstream media has a 6% believability, according to the Associated Press just 2 weeks ago. I know I'm hammering that point, but it's so important. And so she's been the Green Party candidate. She's gone all over the world, the war zones, when Libya is getting bombed, and Syria. She just has incredible courage, a lot more courage than I got. I mean, quite frankly, I got the courage to do it, but I don't want to get killed. I want to keep doing my work here. But she goes into war zones, you name it. RunCynthiaRun.org. She's also a doctor, I guess, gets a whole bunch of political science, you name it. And she knows her stuff. And I'm always trying to get her on the show. She's really busy. But she reached out to us, and so did another gentleman that's going to be on for part of the interview with us coming up. We're going to kind of, you know, have the interviews overlap with each other. And, of course, that gentleman was formerly with the CIA, not just one of these analysts, but an actual field commander who himself carried out false flags. Now, not false flags killing people, but still false flags. And so Robert David Steele is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. They'll both be on together for 30 minutes. Then she'll leave, and he'll be on with us for 30 minutes of the next hour. Then Rob Dew, out there covering the people attacking the Trump events, will be joining us from the ground. The video they shot last night, they'll be in San Francisco this evening. The video they shot last night is all over CNN, Fox, you name it, and they crop it and don't even give us credit. But I don't even care. The point is that we're there to get this information out, and that's what your support. And all of you spreading the word about the broadcast and buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com, you name it, it makes it all possible. So thank you so much for helping us build a true independent, libertarian-based, nationalist, constitutionalist, pro-human organization. We are the anti-eugenics party. We are the anti-technocracy party. We're pro-technology, anti-technotronic takeover. And folks, if you don't know what that is, learn quickly, because that's the real system we're going under. So Cynthia McKinney joins us, allthingscynthiamckinney.com. She's got a couple websites. I'm not sure which one we should give out. But Dr. McKinney, it is great to have you on with us. I know that you originally wanted to pop on about Beyonce. And my point is this NFL, CIA-funded, that's been admitted, Pentagon-funded, her message, where it looks like it's empowering, in my view, is meant to get people at each other's throats, to cause division, to cause war on the streets while we're looted by the controllers. And you wanted to pop on and give your view on this. And more, because I know you're an expert from being inside it, but also from studying it, on the type of psychological warfare going on. So, Dr. McKinney, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Alex.
I'm sorry. We've been having so many Skype problems. Like, we may have to start abandoning Skype in just a moment. Let me just stop you for a moment, Cynthia. Guys, let's get her on the phone or whatever we need to do, all right? We probably have to abandon Skype here. I don't know if it's system-wide in the country or if it's here, but it's with every person. Let's see if we can hear her now, and if not, we're going to get her on the phone. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Okay, I'm just saying that I'm so happy that you are having me on the show, and I hope that I'm coming through now.
Yes, you are coming through. I mean, I really think they're starting to mess with us. Roger Stone was on earlier, and when he comes on sometimes, someone jumps on his computer and is controlling the browser. I mean, this is really starting to happen. I think what we're seeing is some information warfare, but please continue. I apologize.
Well, the situation with Trump and the riot that took place, let me first say, I'm not in the United States. For the past 2 weeks, I've been in Africa, and I've been in Asia, and let me tell you that people are concerned about the potential for a President Trump, and this stems from things that he has said or things that he has reportedly said. At the same time, let me just remind folks that if you run a draw play too many times, then the defense is going to be able to tell when you're running a draw play. Now, this situation with the riot at the campaign event. Well, I'm here to tell you that this happened in my very own campaign.
I remember.
This happened actually twice. And so one time, the first time it happened, homeless people were told that I was giving away money. And all they had to do was come to my campaign headquarters and collect a check, collect some cash. And, of course, people, I mean,
all right, we're having Skype problems with Cynthia McKinney. She's getting into dirty tricks, how these type of operations run. When her Skype comes back, we'll attempt to go to her. And then at break, we're going to attempt to get on a phone line with her. She's in Bangladesh, so that may be the reason we're having some Skype problems. But with Roger Stone, they've been breaking into his computers. Of course, he's one of the top Trump advisors, so what do you expect? I mean, he's the front runner of the so-called free world, and they are really coming after him. And absolutely, Trump does some things I disagree with, some things that scare people. The media also kind of misrepresents a lot of it. The bigger question I'm going to ask Cynthia McKinney is, why does she think the system across the board is so scared of him? But we'll get to that question in a moment. Your Skype was cutting out again, Dr. McKinney. You were getting into, they sent the homeless claiming that you were offering free money. Please continue.
And so eventually, I was totally embarrassed. All of the media were there to cover it, and I was totally embarrassed. This is exactly a replay. This is a not-so-instant replay of what happened to me, so I recognize it. And so the objective is to make Trump so unpalatable that one doesn't have any choice but to cast their vote for Hillary Clinton. And under no circumstance should any thinking voter vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, even Louis Farrakhan has been saying good things about Trump overall compared to the other establishment candidates, even though he disagrees with some of the things. And, of course, Trump obviously disagrees with some of the stuff Louis Farrakhan says. All I know is I've never seen the power structure so scared of somebody. What is your view, as somebody that's been inside Congress but also been all over the world, Dr. McKinney, of why the system's so scared of Trump?
Well, you know, his instincts, he said something that caught my attention. Of course, he said a lot of things that caught a lot of attention, right? Okay. However, he started talking about NATO. You and I know that NATO is an anachronism. NATO should have been dismantled a decade ago or more. At the fall of the Soviet Union, that was basically the end of NATO, except for the fact that you got a group of people who want to rekindle the Cold War. And so NATO is a vehicle by which they can accomplish that. And then NATO will try and cement together these entities that are basically drifting apart. If you look at what's happening in Europe today, and then
he also wants peace with Russia. I mean, that is such a big positive.
That's right. And so now you've got NATO has become a global army.
Yep.
To destabilize other parts of the world in pursuit of the Cold War against Russia and a hot war, it seems, against China.
That's right. We're about to go to break, but you were getting into Hillary Clinton saying under no circumstances vote for her. Why are you against Hillary Clinton?
I think her record speaks volumes for the kind of president that she would be. And I can't even imagine that we're talking about a president, Hillary Clinton, when we really ought to be talking about who's going to prosecute her for war crimes, torture, crimes against humanity, and crimes against the peace.
That's right. Libya, Syria, the warmongering, the lying about being a hero like Brian Williams, all the other things she's done. And then we're just supposed to vote for her because she's a woman, and that's a total gimmick.
Well, you're absolutely right. And first of all, There's a woman by the name of Jane Terpstra who wrote a fabulous piece called Beware the Women of the Hegemon. And so she talks about how there was a time when women candidates for political office.
Stay there. Cynthia McKinney. Dr. McKinney, stay there from Bangladesh. Wow, didn't know she was there. Joining us straight ahead. We'll be back. We'll get into the CIA.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your masters of war.
Alex Jones here, back live. Dr. Cynthia McKinney, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, is our guest. She'll be with us till the end of the hour, and then Robert David Steele will take over for 30 minutes. He's going to be joining us in the next segment as the two who I know each other's work will be discussing propaganda in our media, manipulation. There's so many different types of it, but just during the break, I have CNN on in the break room, and I went to get a cup of coffee, and Wolf Blitzer was interviewing one of the Trump campaign people, and the headline was, Violence at Trump Campaign. And then he was saying, Trump needs to apologize that he's causing this. And she's saying, but they're the ones that attacked. So see, it's this inversion of reality, and it's like the Egyptian government. I'm not defending the stuff they were doing, but we overthrow them, put people in worse. They start murdering tens of thousands of people. Syria, doing nothing to anybody, try to overthrow them, kill hundreds of thousands. Libya, even worse. I mean, Gaddafi had been working with the West for 8 years, investing all his money. He was basically putting 98% of the government money back to the people. I don't like socialism unless Gaddafi's running it. I mean, when Gaddafi ran it, he actually really did take the oil, the money, and actually create a country. That's why they took him out, folks. I'm not lionizing Muammar Gaddafi. He did some bad stuff. The point is, compared to our leaders, well, I've got her on to be the guest. I'm just ranting. It makes me so mad. We're going to talk about Beyonce and the rest of it, but you were getting into Hillary and just the things she's done and the women of the hegemon. Look, I say get more women in government.
That's right.
But at the same time, some of the biggest warmongers we've ever seen have been women. I don't know where this idea comes in that just because it's a woman, it's going to be great. Cynthia?
Well, you know, Alex, I used to think that. I used to think that if you put women in policy-making positions, that people would be taken care of, that the healthcare system would be better, that the education system would be better, and that neighborhoods would be safer and cleaner. I thought that because that's what women generally do. But
if it was your mother or my mother, I mean, it was the women we know, but just not these women. And again, Cynthia Scott has been
exactly right. And so Dr. Terpstra mentions particularly women like Madeleine Albright, Condoleezza Rice. You know, these women of the hegemon don't know a particular political party. They span the political spectrum. And yet their policies are worse than the policies of any man. So Hillary Clinton fits in that number. She is a part of that. Plus, of all of the other criminality, you know, the war crimes, torture, crimes against humanity, crimes against peace, well, we also have at least three outstanding investigations of the way Secretary Clinton ran the State Department.
That's right.
And so we need to be very, very careful about casting a vote for this particular woman slash family, because I think they have demonstrated time and time again just exactly what their values are, and their values have nothing to do with the values, I believe, of the people who are hurting right now.
You're right. She's like the leader of Spectre, or she's like a master villain like Lex Luthor. I mean, I try to think about all the crimes of Hillary Clinton. And as bad as Bill is, now that I've studied over the years, she really is kind of the boss, quarterbacking the whole deal. Bill's off raping people and doing drugs. That's bad, too. But she wants the power.
You're absolutely right. She wants the power. And she has had the opportunity to wield power. And we have seen the results of her wielding of power. And so on the one hand, let me also say something to you, Alex, that probably I shouldn't broach this subject. But I'm extremely disappointed with black voters who are bailing out the Hillary Clinton campaign when she doesn't deserve black votes. I just don't understand the affinity for someone who has been so detrimental to the community at large and to the, you know, I didn't think Bill Clinton's Africa policy, his foreign policy, could be worse than that.
Cruise missing baby formula factors. Let me ask this woman that we have, we're going to break. Looking at what's happening, why wouldn't Obama do something for the black community? He almost did less than anybody else, and unemployment doubled. It seemed to me he had it out for the black community.
Well, he definitely, I ran against Obama.
Sure, yeah.
So I was running because I understood that my values were not going to be reflected by policy coming from the Democratic Party as it is constituted today. And so I think President Obama's administration, his tenure, has demonstrated exactly that.
Dr. McKinney, stay there. From Bangladesh, I'm Alex Jones. And Robert David Steele's coming up as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Cynthia McKinney and a gentleman who can really add a lot of information to what we're breaking down, Robert David Steele. His website's robertdavidsteele.com, and Dr. McKinney's site is something everybody should visit as well. We will also give you that address. It's allthingscynthiamckinney.com. And I'm going to go to them in just a moment. The point to understand here is transcending left and right. Both the left and right have real issues and real beefs. But it's all being weaponized and dumbed down to create societal divide and conquer so that multinationals can literally make us poor as a tool of economic warfare. And that's their admitted globalist plan. And they sell it as if it's for the earth and the environment. It's actually ending innovation and bringing in feudalism again. That's what they admit they're setting up. And Cynthia McKinney, Dr. McKinney, and, of course, Robert David Steele and others are fighting back against that. And I'm trying to get people to really get organized, as they are, around understanding what the real game plan is. Now, before we go any further, our reporters, you see their footage all over CNN, all over Fox, no credit. That's fine. I don't care. People can see that it's folks with Mexican flags running around through liberation theology taught in the colleges by the Rockefeller and Ford Foundation and by the CIA on record to teach liberation theology. And sure, there's a lot of wrongs that have gone on, but they teach it to create the future breakup of the country. You'll have a larger multinational sphere than sub-breakups within the countries, just like they played off Catholic against Protestant in Ukraine. Both sides had beefs, or Catholic against Orthodox. Both sides had beefs. Both sides have been killing each other for 500 years. But the point was they came in with anthropology and sociology and psychology to get everybody in each other's throats. That's what they're doing. It's like if aliens invaded, they try to get us to fight with each other. It's the same thing. It's the great game the British talked about. Our reporters are going to be up in San Francisco tonight to cover the other Trump rally. So watch that tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. My point is, we are true independent media that wears our bias to tell the truth on our sleeve. And we need your financial support to send reporters to Bilderberg in Germany, to send myself and others to Cleveland and to Philadelphia to cover the DNC. When you buy a Hillary for President t-shirt, or when you buy a Make America Free Again hat, or when you buy the great nutraceuticals we have, you are financing an organization that has the best bang for its buck out there to really change the narrative and put out pro-liberty talking points. Anthroplex is made for men. It works great on women as well. A bunch of known, healthy, clean herbs that boost your vitality, your strength, your energy. Go read the research for yourself. It really is an amazing product at a low price. It's back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, Supermel Vitality is a similar formula, a little bit stronger. It's cold pressed. That's why it costs a little more. It's going to sell out by tomorrow. Never fear. We got plenty of Super Female Vitality. It's almost the same formula, but people want a male and female formula. I think it works on me just as good. It's got a type of root. It's got an obnoxious name. Forget the scientific one, but it has horny goat weeds, one of the ingredients that's in the female that isn't in the male. But believe me, you get a bottle of this, you'll find out how powerful Mother Nature is. InfoWarsLife.com. The mega sale on storable food will have to end this weekend. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods. That doesn't mean select food. It's called InfoWars Select because it's so high quality, very low price, powered by My Patriot Supply. We can give you the lowest price anywhere because I have a deal where we are, beyond a distributor, we private label. So that's how we get around that and lower the price down so low. That special is going to end. Of all the things happening in the world, I think you're crazy if you don't get prepared. And finally, we have a deal with 10% off anybody that signs up for auto ship, whether it be our non-GMO, High Mountain Chiapas-grown organic coffee, or whether it be the nutraceuticals, or whatever the case may be. We've got colloidal silver toothbrushes, whatever. Everything I use, everything I love, we sell it. It's a win-win. Whatever works for you on AutoShip, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You can choose how often or when, and cancel any time. And we also, in closing, have free shipping on orders above $50 or more. So thank you for your support. And I want to be clear. I am a restorationist. I want to restore the Renaissance, restore the Enlightenment that was never truly, obviously gained. But you can call it a revolution. And most revolutionaries kidnap people or rob banks or rob shipments of gold bars to fund themselves. We don't do that. We sell high-quality products. But understand, there was a revolution in organic food going back a decade ago, 15 years ago, where there wasn't organic food anywhere to be gotten. People started buying it. The price went down. The variety went up. Now you go to Target or Walmart, it says organic this, organic that. Still, there's some fraud there half the time, but it doesn't matter. We're winning the culture war instead of just fighting with each other over what color we are. That's an example when you support people like Cynthia McKinney or Mr. Steele or others who are independent voices. Doesn't mean you totally agree with them, but they see the empire. They see the dehumanizing tyranny. They're speaking out against it. And when you support them, when you, go get one of Steele's books or go and support one of the projects of Cynthia McKinney or any other guest we have on, it builds an economy of true diversity of ideas, not the one-party, two-headed monster that we're dealing with. So that said, I want to thank you all for your support. Now, Cynthia McKinney, again, is going to be riding shotgun with us 5 minutes to the next hour. Mr. Steele will be with us to the bottom of the next hour. And he joins us now. So we're going to have a triple threat here for folks watching on television with a split screen. Robert David Steele wants to get into race war, Trump presidency, the destabilization program that he and Dr. McKinney think is going on. We haven't gotten into Beyonce yet and her music videos. We'll also talk about how Bernie Sanders and George Soros and the riots are supporting elements in the Hillary show, how the Secret Service colleagues are planning to release dirt on Hillary after she becomes the nominee, Sanders refusing to introduce the Electoral Reform Act because he's bought and paid for by Hillary, how Trump can win and why his current staff sucks, how we are all black now, and how Trump can win big with both great disruptor and great uniter on the four angry groups, whites, blacks, Latinos, and youth and college degrees and no work. And so he's got seven paths to victory that I can try to get to Donald Trump. I mean, he's very hard to get to and pretty much listens to himself. And so a lot of exciting things to talk about. Now, going back to Cynthia McKinney to finish her point, she got cut off by the break, and to introduce the topic of why you're both here, Dr. McKinney, looking at media control, looking at Beyonce, just one example, looking at the NFL and the Pentagon funding, they really got upset when I talked about this last week and had hundreds of publications come out and demonize this broadcast. What do you think's behind that?
Well, I have to believe that just as we have these color revolutions that are fabricated around the world, that eventually what the United States does to other countries, those who orchestrate those activities don't hesitate to do it inside the United States as well. And we saw that with COINTELPRO and the Frank Church Committee report, where Senator Church actually asked the question, well, you know, you honed this here, and did you bring it home? And the answer is yes. Those tactics, illegal and un-American as they were at the time, were brought home. And so I absolutely see a necessity for those of us who, I mean, you know, it's almost like, I can't say left and right any longer because, quite frankly, there is almost like there is no left and right anymore. It's who has the values and the care and concern about the people of the United States and, of course, the rest of the world to care enough to come together despite what's supposed to keep us apart. And that is what I've been committed to, and that's what I'm trying to do. Actually, I've been invited to go to the Democrat convention as well as the Republican convention, not on the inside, but on the outside, and trying to talk to people and use those skills that I learned while I was in the Congress and having to reach out to all different kinds of people to reach out. Democrat, Republican, let's come together. Let's work together on one or two projects that will allow us to, in fact, take our country back.
Absolutely. I want to get Mr. Steele introduced here and talk about Beyonce and then introduce that into larger topics. But so many people said, you know, really, CIA? And my point is that whole platform is government-run, government-financed. The CIA is just one noticeable name. I mean, do I think she's getting marching orders herself? No. Her producers are pushing an agenda of rioting and attacking the police, and you don't reform the police, you know, shooting them or burning them or going after them. You do it taking your government back and then reforming it that way. So the very globalists that have militarized our police now want the detonator to be the election, the inner-city communities, the rest of it, and you can really see it being set up. I want to get Mr. Steele's take on this and his expert analysis, formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency, actually in the field, folks, not just sitting behind a desk, on whether he agrees with Dr. McKinney. This is part of an attempt at beta testing a color revolution in this country.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Alex, and I love Dr. McKinney, and most people don't realize she did a brilliant PhD thesis on Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. This is a lady who not only represents the people of color, but she's deeply familiar with Latin America and all the good things that Latinos such as myself represent. I think Charleston was actually a kid on drugs controlled. and they were testing a false flag activity in the United States. I personally believe that it's no longer CIA, it's contractors paid for by George Soros, among others. So the cat is out, and people are deathly afraid of the angry people represented by Donald Trump and the angry young people represented by Bernie Sanders coming together with veterans, soccer moms, Latinos, and people of color. Occupy was undermined by George Soros and Michael Bloomberg. I believe we are now a hair away. And frankly, Donald Trump is his own worst enemy. I don't think he was planning to get this far. And so he had a very shallow staff. He ought to have Russ Vernet, Perot's campaign manager, working for him. He ought to have Cynthia McKinney at his side every single day. And, of course, I have seven specific things I wrote about in Counterpunch in August of 2015, but there's nobody on Trump's staff that answers the phone.
Well, I'll say this. You were here about on 6, 7, 8 months ago about Trump, and you said he should reach out to the Sanders people then. He is now doing that. So this stuff does trickle through to Trump. I personally said a few things to him, and then a week later, you know, he's saying, hey, let's audit the private Federal Reserve. I think he's for real. I think he means well, but he is a bit old-fashioned. He's not very tech-savvy, and so there are some issues there.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you something. This is Trump's election to lose. I've just come back from Norway and Denmark, and people are starting to realize not only all of the huge negatives on Hillary Clinton, warmonger, who her email scandal is not about a few secret emails. Her email scandal is about a private foreign policy. Wayne Madsen broke this story and has appeared on your show. Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. foreign policy through the Clinton Foundation to the highest bidder. And that woman should be under indictment for multiple murders as well as crimes against humanity. The idea that Donald Trump might be an outrageous president is exceeded only by the atrocity of Hillary Clinton.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, I saw an RT article where the Russian government says, hey, you think Obama's been bad for Russian relations? Wait till Hillary gets in.
That's absolutely right. And I agree with Putin. I mean, he's pointed out that he's only got three bases overseas. Donald Trump has some very good advisors. He also has some crazy people. But he has some very good advisors who are starting to point out that the easiest way to reduce the Pentagon budget and make America strong again is to close all of those overseas bases. That's step one. And then have a grand strategy summit.
Absolutely. And then they claim, well, the Pentagon says we save money being overseas. Bull. We have nuclear weapons. If Kim Jong-un tries to invade, he'll be destroyed. I mean, it's all just circus behavior.
It's not just circus behavior. Dr. McKinney and I have talked about this a lot, and I really respect her leadership. The bottom line is that General Bob Scales has pointed out that the infantry is 4% of the force, takes 80% of the casualties, and gets 1% of the budget. Pentagon waste is documented at between 45% in weapons acquisition to 75% in Afghanistan. We need a 450-ship Navy, a long-haul Air Force, and an air mobile Army. But the first thing
look
we
at
need
the F-35. You talk about treason. It's over $1 billion and isn't as good as an F-15 from 30 years ago.
Look, the Pentagon is a corrupt cesspool. And the first thing we have to do is get rid of half of the flag officers, half of the senior executive officers, and two-thirds of the contractors.
Well, let me then expand on this, because people really want to know, and it struck a chord, the nerve of Esquire and New York Daily News and others to come out and say, I'm insane, there's no government involvement in the NFL. And in the video, I said the CIA's been involved, showed articles. I said the Pentagon's been involved, showed articles. The ban on domestic propaganda lifted 3 years ago, including deception against the American people by the CIA. And then they sat there and told their readers that none of it existed. Is that why the media has a 6% trust rate? Don't these people get that they're lying to folks, but it's not working anymore? And then Dr. McKinney, pop in any time.
Well, I want to defer to Dr. McKinney. I will just say that Alan Dulles and the people after him are on record as saying they own the media. Now, that's not quite true today. The media is owned by the same 40 billionaires that own Congress. But the bottom line is that the CIA sources and methods have proliferated.
That's right.
It's now legal to do propaganda in the United States. And Matt Taibbi's written a great book on Griftopia, which is essentially the legalization of crimes against humanity. the two-party tyranny. I had to run for president to find out that we have eight parties and that a majority of the Americans no longer consider them part of either of the two-party tyranny. We're out of control. And Donald Trump is the one guy, if he's not assassinated, who has a prospect for actually restoring Article 1 of the Constitution.
Let me raise that, Dr. McKinney. That's a really good point, though. I mean, isn't this the death of the two-party system showing it's a fraud when they just start stealing delegates from Sanders, stealing them from Trump, canceling primaries altogether, and then looking at us with a straight face going, you know, you don't vote. I mean, they really are arrogant. Priebus up there smiling, Dr. McKinney?
Well, I think the fractures that always existed in the U.S. polity have come to the forefront now, so that average ordinary citizens are starting to go, well, what is a superdelegate, and why is my vote not counting? So you've got people who now understand that these landmines have been placed inside the system to keep us from having control of the system that we're supposed to control in the first place.
That's right.
So I think it's a darn good thing that that Bernie Sanders has taken it to Hillary so effectively that the Democratic establishment has tried to
That's right. Stay there, doctor. Come right back. Great points.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nathan Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Robert David Steele's our guest. That was Dr. Cynthia McKinney. AllThingsCynthiaMcKinney.com is her website, AllThingsCynthiaMcKinney.com. And I know that Robert David Steele has a couple different websites, RobertDavidSteele.com, and he has several others. We're going to be going into the next hour. Cynthia will be gone in about 10 minutes, and then I'll just be here with Steele. Dr. McKinney, you got cut off by the break. You were making points about the election, where it's all going. What is your gut? You're a smart lady, been in Congress, been around the world. What does your gut tell you about where this world's going? Because when the media has a 6% approval rating and Congress has a 9% approval rating, they've got to know they're not operating with the consent of the governed. Now, they start openly installing leaders in sham elections. No one really has a responsibility to follow these laws anymore. I mean, are we just waking up and realizing we were kind of in an oligarchy all along? Dr. McKinney?
Well, you know, former President Jimmy Carter said that we were an oligarchy. How many, at least about 2 years ago, he made that announcement. And for some of us who have been observing, so now you've got an awakening of people who really now have gotten inside the system with both Trump and Sanders and have learned how rotten to the core the system has become. Now, I have to also say that the system has become so rotten on our watch. So just as we had the power to stop it and failed to do so, we still have the power to stop it, but this time, I believe the noose is so tight around the republic itself that the United States of America, as we have known the United States for America, of America, will cease to exist.
Robert David Steele, I agree with you that we talk about CIA. That's more of a metaphor. It's CIA technologies, mind control, propaganda technologies, the big foundations, and media are using. The CIA is involved as well. That's just one of the better-known groups, so I use that in the headline to get people's attention. I don't think their propaganda is working. And when I talk to people that are in the government, even high level, they don't like what's going on. So, I mean, how many controllers are there who are forcing their agenda on humanity? It seems like we should just all stop complying. People inside the government should just stop complying, and this thing would fall very, very quickly.
I believe Donald Trump is being severely underestimated. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Fox News, mostly because I refuse to watch CNN. But they, when they talk about Trump versus Hillary, they have no idea. What happens if Donald Trump calls for a general strike? What happens if Donald Trump names Cynthia McKinney as his vice president? I think she would be an absolutely phenomenal choice. What happens if the people of color and the Latinos actually get outreach? Now, in the half hour when I'm on with you, I'll go with the seven things that I came on the show to state. But the bottom line here is that imagine a day not just without Mexicans, but a day without white people and black people. That will rock the nation.
Well, they're definitely trying to divide everybody. And I just, in my gut, see the destabilization happening all over the world, and it makes me wonder, how much crazier can it get?
Well,
Dr. McKinney,
it can get a whole lot crazier. It can get a whole lot crazier, and that's my point, that we don't have much time before the noose is tightened around the neck of the U.S. body politic. And if we are to save this body and prevent it from becoming a cadaver, we have got to act and act fast. And I agree with you, Alex, that not only resistance, but failure to comply. We've got to stop complying.
Stay there. We're back in 70 seconds. We're already into the third hour, folks. Final segment with Cynthia McKinney, then I'm going to be with Robert David Steele, formerly in the CIA, to break down how we take the country back.